Contours of Television News Anchoring. Nearly six decades back, Marshall McLuhan said, "We are living in a global village." The Canadian media theorist had coined the term global village to illustrate that the people across the world are living in a mediatized society. An interconnection or interdependence among the people belonging to different regions is materialized through various types of media. From aspirations to apparitions, man is influenced, controlled, and mediated by different kinds of media. The advent of media may be traced back to the middle of the 15th century when Johannes Gutenberg invented printing machine. But printed newspapers were not much prevalent up to the beginning of 18th century. It is a fact that there were wall newspapers like the Notice Critique published in Venice in 1556. But they were actually handwritten wall newspapers. Daily Courant, published from England in 1702 by Elizabeth Mallet, is considered as the first daily by majority of historians. This means the printed newspapers have got only a history stretching over more than three centuries. Again, it took more than two centuries for the evolution of television. This media evolution or revolution took place in the UK and the US during the late 1920s and early 1930s. This means the amazing world of television media has got a comparatively brief history to boast of, less than a century. But the pace at which the television media has been flourishing is astonishing. The bewildering technological development has brought a multifarious innovations beyond our imagination in this media. Even the exclusive news channels are creating unbelievable visuals with the help of techniques like augmented reality AR, virtual reality VR, and 12K Vistara to captivate the audience. With the help of all these magical techniques, people are used to watch even news channels spellbound. Emergence of television news. Though the history of television news broadcasting is very short, prevalence of TV has got comparatively a long history. Historians and media researchers bring in an important event that happened in November 1963 that put television news firmly into the public in the US. This event is related to the assassination of US President John F. Kennedy. Kennedy was shot and killed in Dallas, Texas. For 4 days, Americans gazed at their television screens as local and network reporters covered the assassination, the installation of Lyndon B. Johnson as president, the murder of suspect Lee Harvey Oswald, and finally the funeral of Kennedy in Washington. 96% of all American households watched the coverage with the nation in communal mourning because the common live link of television. It is curious to see that for the first time in the Roper annual poll, where people get their news, television beat newspapers as the most popular reported source of news in the country. It is reported that television still has the top ranking for news use in the US and many countries around the world. It took a few more decades for the popularity of television and television news in India. Though television started telecasting in 1959, we were not enamored of TV during that time. But when the transmission was switched over to color in 1982, people in the country started listening to it curiously. Visuals and reportage of the first Iraq war in 1991 were telecast all over the world by CNN. But in the second Iraq war during the first decade of 21st century, the Indian TV channels could telecast the scenes thanks to cable TV network and the presence of the foreign television channels in our country. Media critics say that the power of the images in the television news became apparent during the Iraq war, with the toppling of a Saddam Hussein statue in Baghdad. Even though Saddam's statue could be found throughout Baghdad, the repetitive airing of this one action, later revealed as a staged event by coalition forces, prompted US cable networks to switch from a battle frame to a victory frame in coverage. The same effect can be seen in the repetitive telecast of certain visuals during agitations related to the Sabarimala entry of women between 10 and 50 years. The tussle that happened when certain ladies were on their way to Sabarimala, exalted with the Supreme Court verdict allowing them to reach the shrine, was aired on all the news channels not once or twice, but for months. The period during which the controversy related to Shabrimala entry was a hot point of discussion in media. For at least more than 60 days, the news channels and most of the newspapers were immersed in these visuals. Though the young ladies were arrested and removed by the police personnel, channels were not ready to leave them. Channels used the visuals of this brawl for their recapitulation. This in turn was capable of instilling a kind of insecurity among the devotee of Ayyappa, the result of which was an unending turmoil. Coming back to the advent of the 24-hour news channels in Malayalam, the history starts from 2003 with the arrival of India Vision. Before that, in 1995, there was a half-an-hour news bulletin by Asianet. News bulletin, scrolling tidbits, live voiceovers from different parts of the country all proved to be a novel experience. This was followed by so many news channels. As Dr. T.K. Santhosh Kumar rightly said in his History of Malayalam Television, India Vision news channel became a trendsetter. News Hour Discussions. The relevance of News Hour Discussion in Malayalam also starts from India Vision's News Night. Followingly, all the news channels were forced to emulate this one-hour news discussion program. As this News Hour Discussion became vogue, the news presenter or the anchor acquired prominence. The smart and agile appearance of the anchor and his dexterity to resolve complex socio-political issues fetched a celebrity status to the anchors. Those who are keen to go through newspapers every morning, which has been termed as a daily routine as the Malayalis, came to be watching news channels regularly. If the details and multifarious aspects of any news item are appearing in the newspaper the following day, people can have the multifaceted aspects of any news items on the very same day of its occurrence in a news channel. Hence, the viewership of news channels gradually got increased. This in turn helped increase the role of the news anchors. Simultaneously, the news anchors seemed to express a kind of sagacity to surmise that they are the judges and final word concerning any issue. As the anchors have got a dominant role in any television discussion, and as they are occupying the holy throne of controlling, commanding, regulating and dominating the discussions, they seem to be privileged as a jack of all trades. This takes them to state of chimera. And gradually most of the anchors began to express a kind of rhapsody during their news presentation. Sometimes this exhilaration takes them to confusion and chaotic situations. We are now witnessing a lot of such occasions when we watch the news hour programs at 8 p.m. in various news channels. In selecting the panelists for discussions also, this kind of jugglery can be seen. Most often panelists are chosen in such a way that the anchor feels comfortable and he can place himself on a safer pedestal. The most curious thing is that the same person appears to be a political observer on one day. The next day will wear the apparition of an academic, yet another day he will be appearing on television screen under the guise of a social analyst. The same person appears to be capable of wearing the mantle of an expert in any field. Watching their expert performance on television channels, we are nothing but embarrassed to find out the exact meaning of expertise. Not only that, such persons also think that they are the final word to any matter concerning our socio-political life. And the television viewers, just like passive spectators, are destined to experience and endure the prattlings on TV. World of simulations. Before delving deep into the complexities of television anchoring, it is better to have a glimpse at the quote by the French cultural theorist Jean Baudrillard. Media practitioners live in a world of pure simulations with no corresponding substance or reality beneath them. Following this concept, Nalini Rajan, professor at the Asian School of Journalism, in her book 21st Century Journalism, says, "The media sometimes amplifies the critical process, adding information to it in the form of reports and analysis, and at other times, owing to media ownership affiliations, merely represents the interests of political or commercial groups. In the former case, the media operates in a critical way only in order to defend its own values and to supply information. In the latter case, the media does not, for its most important stories, observe the events. It reports what spokespersons, sources, and authorities of different stripes say about the events. The media become the conveyor rather than the originator of observations. Debates or tussles. In the light of the aforesaid quotes, How can we assess the news of our discussions on various news channels? Instead of dialogues, debates and discussions, we see only tussles and scuffles. Not even a tinge of democratic approach is seen in most of such discussions. The news presenter himself makes the viewers feel that he or she is well-versed in all branches of knowledge. Be it politics, history, philosophy, religion, worship, literature, culture, geopolitics, war, diplomatic issues, administrative imbroglio, the anchor displays the A to Z of everything. There is nothing to be bewildered on this. Because as an aspiring AIS new presenter, he or she can attain such erudition in all branches of knowledge. But when such news presenters claim themselves that they are on their judgment is the final and the unquestionable one, the viewers have got the democratic right to question this. But on such occasions, even if anyone from among the panelists raise a voice against the opinion of the news presenter, the very moment he or she would barge into the opposing view. Sometimes the anchor would go for a commercial break, and after this break, the anchor would pose question to another panelist. As a result of this, the comment or opinion established by the anchor remains to be unquestionable. Not only that, someone from among the panelists who raises a question and tries to encounter is deprived of his opportunity to clarify that particular point. Anchor, the supremo. It is after the arrival of 24 hours news channels that we have been trained to watch television news regularly. This has got a history stretching over just a half century. And the primetime news hour discussion become a reality during the beginning of 21st century. From an anchor, viewers expect something much more than just being able to read off a teleprompter. Anchor must prove that he is trusted friend to the audience. Sometimes the anchor will be placed in a higher pressure situation while sitting at the anchor desk. Such a situation arises during unscripted breaking news. On such occasions, the anchor should prove to be calm and composed. He should not express even a look of confusion. One of the essential traits of a news anchor is his ability to control emotions. The anchor has no right to insult a guest. No doubt he can ask questions, but he is not privileged to belittle a person to whom the questions are posed. Anchor is supposed to be a dignified person. There is no meaning in his peripheral appearance, wearing coat and suit. The decency in his or her appearance should be complemented by the questions, language, and even the gestures he or she makes during the discussions. He or she should at least watch and imbibe certain traits from renowned news presenters like Darren Jordan, A1 Jazeera English, HUW Edwards BBC, Sophia Raworth BBC, and Michelle Hussein BBC. How decent and dignified is the language, words, gestures, mannerisms, and responses that are being used by these anchors? In their news presentations, they are trying to present the myriad angles of news story. No editorial activism or editorial authoritarianism can be seen in their presentation. The final judgment is left to the viewers. That is a modest, rather unpretentious way of news presentation. The panelists in a discussion are to be treated as the anchor's guest. The anchor has no license to admonish them. The anchor has to use decent and dignified language while interfering in the discussion. He or she has no right to act as a panelist in such a situation. The whole discussion will prove to be a mess. Anchor should be more discreet while asking questions to a woman. Recently, there has been such hue and cry about an anchor in Asianet News who had used derogatory language against a woman. The situation became more nauseating because the lady to whom that language used was one of his guests as a panelist. In the beginning, anchors were presenting material prepared for a news program. Example, Doordarshan News in the 1980s. Gradually, they began to interview experts about various aspects of a news story. Here, there is possibility of improvised commentary. This is being controlled by the producer who coordinates the broadcast by communicating with the anchor through an earphone. And anchors often make a mix of straight news and commentary. Depending upon the type of program and the skill and knowledge of particular anchor, there can be variations in this regard. Criticisms. In a news broadcast, the anchor occupies the decisive chair. Most of the anchors make the audience believe that they are omniscient and omnipotent. Sometimes they tend to overshadow the news itself. They present themselves as figureheads of wisdom and truth in the news broadcast. The question they ask and the manner in which the questions are posed even to erudite persons are vivid examples of this kind of presentation. Nowadays, as polytainment or satirical journalism prevail, the anchor men or anchor women most often seem to be carried away by this trend. Sometimes, due to the overplay of certain anchors, the credibility of the news channels become dwindled. This had happened in the case of Brian Williams, an anchor for NBC Nightly News. But this anger, as well as the NBC channel being committed to people and the responsibility, in early 2015, Williams apologized to his viewers for fabricating stories. It was reported that the NBC Nightly News lost 7 lakh viewers for this indiscretion. Here, in a particular channel, the same thing happened. Certain major political parties have abstained from sending their spokespersons to that particular channel in the discussion. Former British Prime Minister Tony Blair criticized The Independent, calling it a newspaper instead of newspaper. If we had supported Blair, who had hounded the Iraqis along with the US, had there been any criticism like this? Was the response by editor Simon Kellner to Blair's criticism? The vital question is related to the practice of mixing up news and views. Media persons tend to be indiscreet and insolent persons, said the renowned media person Shashi Kumar in an interview given to V.S. Rajesh for Kalakaumudi a few years back. Some anchors seem to be trapped in this notion. They think that they are privileged class and are entitled to criticize, question, grill, rebuke, reprimand, and admonish anybody who happens to be their prey. But if somebody makes a mild suggestion or advice or a slight criticism regarding any of their performance, and very moment they get agitated, rather perturbed. We have been witnessing such occasions during most of the television news channel discussion. The news discussions and analysis on BBC, CNN and various national news channels proved to be precursor to Malayalam News Hour discussions. From simply informing or disseminating information and ideas, news channels began to discuss the pros and cons of everyday happening at length. With this 24 hours news cycle and dedicated cable news channels, the role of the anchor evolved. Slowly, the anchors tend to place themselves on an elevated position as an omnipotent arbiter of information. According to the renowned professor of journalism, Eli L. Boyne, anchors' mighty presence is a necessary way to rebuild familiarity and trust between networks and its viewers. The trust of people in a television news starts really from the anchor. The identity of a particular anchor seems to influence viewer perception less than the presence of an anchor in general. Principal responsibility of a journalist in general and news presenter in particular is to provide correct, objective, unbiased and balanced news to their readers and viewers. To fulfill this responsibility, they should be free from all kinds of prejudices and they should include versions from all the concerned or affected parties of their reports. Unlike a reader with a newspaper, the listener or viewer does not have an option of rereading a confusing sentence for better understanding. K.V. Sudhakaran is State Information Commissioner and a former journalist with Deshabhimani.